understand, it's going to happen at UVA in front of the Jefferson statue. So the idea would be, and by the way, UVA is 40 minutes on foot from the Lee Monument. So if all of the Antifa police are hanging out around the Lee Monument, they're not going to be 40 minutes away on foot at UVA. However, there will probably be some university police would be there, so I would imagine that they would call the Charlottesville police, and they're going to have the paddy wagons on hand. They showed up last time, and they didn't even know we were there. So it's just kind of one of those things. I'm sort of opposed to having something like this again, just because, let's say, even if one-third of our forces show up on Friday night and you have, an injury, or, they show up with gasoline, super soakers or something like that, and people get horribly injured or arrested, if one-third of our people show up, we're risking a huge decline in our numbers before the main event even happens.
So if somebody shows up with a super soaker full of gasoline, they're going to be burned alive by a mob.
They'll probably be burned alive by themselves.
More realistically.
They never said that. Unless you can provide evidence of them saying that, you need to do so now.
No. I'm not saying about this specific rally. I'm saying because they know that this is the kind of thing that the alt-right is going to do now. So some of them, I would imagine, it wouldn't be too difficult for them to say, well, maybe they're going to try to do something like that torchlight thing again.
Well, with all due respect, there's a difference between saying I imagine and they actually said it. It was also a location.
They say it on social media. They say it on social media. Bring gasoline.
All right, my bad. I'm sorry.
We say on social media that we're going to gas the kikes tomorrow, and we haven't gas the kikes yet.
I have a question. The document says that we're going to march to the monument with the torches. Does that mean the Jefferson Monument or all the way back to Lee?
Jefferson, you're not
Lee. We're not marching through Shiplet Central.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good idea, though.
I was like, damn, that's bold.
Yeah, it's not a good idea if you have half of the city, yelling.
Next year.
So,
that could be
that's
next
not,
year.
That's not their side of town. Our local hardcore drop everything, leave your house, assholes, and come out to harass us. The ones who do that are a lot of the ones that you've seen in the videos who showed up during the day at Charlottesville 1.0. Bearded Lady and that whole kind of group, those will be the ones who will literally, if they find out, they'll drop everything and come. They're really just more annoying, but they're pretty harmful.
Oh no, the Peter Lady, what should we do? Start a circus.
Whoever
get a camera.
Whoever shaves that lady's beard gets money, by the way.
I will buy you drinks for the entirety of the show. So
We will crowdfund you a solid gold medal.
I will drown you in alcohol, personally.
Just make sure you're not wearing a protective vest before you shave her.
Right.
Can't be ballistically rated.
Please be patient, I have autism.
If anybody can cop a picture of a leftist protester that is red and has veins popping out of their neck, please look for those and please get pictures of those because I need more for my collection.
I don't know if the leftist protesters are vascular enough.
I'm talking neck veins. That's the
Yeah, sometimes it was a gasket and crazy.
That's cute.
What, like that Asian whatever lady on her knees screaming "All Black Lives Matter," flipping everybody off?
Kind of like that.
That shit was too much, man.
Or that girl
with the short hair. That was like fucking hell.
I saw something today that they're gonna do the clown thing. So they did this at I think it was Texas A&M. They're gonna dress as clowns and have a really gay sign, and they're gonna bring tubas. If you see a tuba and you're within reaching distance, pour your entire bottle of water in.
Another thing, there's this thing they do where they get accordions and they run up to the speaker's podium and then they play the accordion really loud and obnoxiously in front of the microphone and it just sucks.
Tackled by right wing death squad.
We have a mixer, so we'll just cut the mixer.
I weep for the person who tries to rush the stage.
Cut straight to Moon Man.
ask real quick. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but most hotels don't let you store guns or ammo inside, right?
That is incorrect.
That's not correct.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. If you are renting a hotel, it is the same as renting an apartment. It is your domicile.
That's true.
So they can't really stop you from doing anything legal in that domicile.
Thank you for clarifying.
The only thing I would advise upon that is check out Virginia's storage laws for firearms and ammunition. Perfect.
Again, Virginia's common law state. This is in California. Yep, that's what I do every day.
What is the sort of quick TLDR of what common law?
There is no quick TLDR.
It's like federal law is basically, you know, where states can have exceptions to it, but it's universal standard unless otherwise stated.
There is no state in the union where you can premeditatedly murder somebody. That's common law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
So how's the shields, for example,
the shields. Okay, so common law is the idea that any object you hold in your hand and you try to hurt somebody or is basically a deadly weapon. Up until like the only way you could try to get away with it was be like a pool noodle. Like that's the only way you would be able to get away with it. Anything you hold in your hand is potentially.
I'll choke you with a pool noodle.
Even though they'd still try to charge you with it.
Yeah, they'll still charge you with it.
And so this is not something that's in a state statute.
You do not hit people with your shield.
Yeah, basically
as tempting as it would be to like deck somebody with your shield.
Kind of on that level, I'm not anybody in this, but if they give an order to disperse and you're carrying a gun, fucking leave.
Yeah, like get out.
Leave immediately.
Well, I wouldn't say leave immediately because that puts you in much danger. But so, guys, if there's a dispersal organ given, basically what's going to happen is we're going to leave as a group in an organized manner.
If I had a gun, I would fucking just run. I would fucking run.
And then you're going to get jumped by.
I would rather be jumped by Antifa.
You're going to have to use it.
Why is it that you would run? I don't understand why you wouldn't just sort of calmly leave.
Because if they declare it an unlawful assembly in order for you to disperse, you have a firearm on you that is a felt.
There is going to be, they aren't going to declare an unlawful assembly, order you to disperse, and gas you and arrest you within 15 seconds.
I was being kind of ironic with the I would run
thing. Yeah, but you gotta...